You're listening to Otto, Orthodox Teen Talk Online, where a bunch of teens get together and talk about everyday issues.
So the first thing I want to share with you, and parents as well, you and advisors as well, if you want some of these things and you want to take them home for yourselves or for your family, I have them for you. Teen statistics about media and violence. Turning off media influences and tuning into faith. Age-appropriate advice. Another great sheet of paper. Not my stuff. Stuff that I found, believe it, on the good side of the net. Cultural influences on today's families. And also the influence of media violence on youth. All right? There's a lot of violence out there. There's a lot of violence being portrayed. And we start watching television at a very young age. And the cartoons you see, we used to watch the Three Stooges. Three Stooges were great. I loved the Three Stooges. Curly was my friend, Moe and Larry. And they used to hit each other all the time. And then I remember doing that to my sister. I belted her in the head once. Then my father belted me in the head, too. He said, "What are you doing? Why are you hitting your sister?" Larry did it to Curly. This is what's happening. A lot of the things that we're seeing, people today are not able to differentiate between what's friendly, what's fake, and what's actually real. So some of these statistics, I believe, will really send you off a cliff. You will not believe some of the stuff that's out there. And I think it's important that you know about it. Okay? So, let's talk a little bit about the subject of media. How many of you own a cell phone? How many of you own a computer? How many of you ever sent a text message? Here's another one. How many of you ever sent a text message during your priest's sermon? I don't believe it. My own altar voice. Okay. I have to tell you that there are many people that are in church and they're texting each other from one side of the church to the other. Now, usually it's about one of our sermons that may not be that good.
Never.
But my question is this: why are we doing that and we're not talking to one another? What do you think? Why is a person text messaging rather than actually talking to someone? It's easy. Okay, sure, it's easy. Yes. Ooh, you don't have to use as much energy, of course. It's a lot to sit there. You have to speak up because millions of people are hearing you.
Come on, David.
Come on, David, do it.
You have lots of time to think about what you're going to say to the other person.
Okay. Do you find it annoying to text?
No.
How many of you have text while you're driving? I have to tell you, a young kid hit me in the tail on 95 because he was text messaging. He hit a BMW, which is going to pay a lot of money to fix, and then he hit me. Text messaging and driving?
Not a good mix.
Okay. Let's talk about the phenomenon of texting each other. You know, Father Evdokimos, Father Stavroforos, and Deacon Gregory Gustavo said something very, very important. Our Goya relationships are relationships. The church is about looking into each other's eyes and trying to connect with that person. You may not even like that other person. Well, you don't have a right not to like the other person, but you may not like the other person because that means you prejudge that person. But we are asked to come into a relationship with people. And when you do that, things happen. Good things can happen. We choose to use this. You know why? Because literally we are afraid to look into each other's eyes and create real, long-lasting relationships. We're frightened. Many people today are frightened. They don't know what it means to have a good relationship. Because they've seen so many relationships in their own lives go down the tubes. They've been disappointed. People have disappointed you. Your teachers may have disappointed you. Your priest may have disappointed you. Your Sunday school teachers may have disappointed you. You may have disappointed yourself. But God wants us, as the priest said, and I want you to think carefully about this. Every one of us, from the thinnest to the fattest, the ones with the most hair to no hair, Every one of us is called to be a saint. And you know something? That's a lot better than anything on this world you're going to be called to do. I don't care what your teachers say. I don't care what your parents say. You are called, every one of you, to be a saint. And that's better than any magazine. That's better than any fashion star you're going to see. That's better than any Hollywood giant that you're going to attach yourself to. Because that's a crown of glory that's not going to disappear. Today's star is tomorrow's garbage can newspaper.
Ouch.
Okay? There'll be a new star next week.
Kanye.
Look at that bozo Kanye. Do you believe what he did? That
I love
his hair. Should be ashamed of himself. Anyway, so that's enough of my soapbox. Open mic. Questions. Things you want to say. I'm all ears. Adam, come up here and say it loud so I can
put your face right here.
There's been a lot of talk about texting, and I just kind of wonder. I don't know if I'm not getting it, but I just really want to know what's wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with it. Well, the point is that there's nothing wrong with texting, okay? If that's a method of communicating, that's fine. But what we're saying is don't allow the texting to be the substitute for the real relationship, okay? You are one of my altar boys, all right? Okay. When you greet me, you usually kiss my hand, and you give me a hug, and I give you a hug back, okay? That's a relationship. That's a relationship of respect. I can't get that from a text message. That's what the church is saying. The church is saying that there's more than just a bleep, bleep, bleep on a phone. There's more to relationships than that. Do you know that there are, you can sit down. There are also husbands and wives who only text message each other. That's sick.
That's absurd.
That's sick. You have to talk to a person to know them. You can't just text message them. Okay, who else had a question? Marcus.
Don't mind me.
But
what if we use text messaging not as a supplement for relationships, but as a sort of complement?
An aid to relationship? I think it's good. I don't think there's a problem with that. If you want to use it to supplement in an aid, as you said, to the relationship, that's good. Just don't make it the relationship. Don't live on those stupid things. Put them down once in a while. All right? Some of you, literally, listen. We were eating dinner. People were talking to each other, and then they were doing this.
Very nice phone.
It's a nice phone. Okay. It's the old. It's got a dent on it. It's the old one. It's the first one that came out after the discount. Okay. I got a couple apps out. Okay. Now, but my goodness gracious, we couldn't even have a dinner. Couldn't even have dinner without sending a message. So just think about it. That's all. Other question. You know everything there is to know about your faith. So we don't have to ask any questions, right? Yes, please.
Well, it's about politics.
Okay.
Why are most, Democrats, even though, they have a strong faith background, and, most liberals, Democrats today, have a not respect for life? They don't respect
okay.
life.
Okay. They're pro-abortion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is that?
I don't know why, frankly. I don't know why someone who is Orthodox would back someone who is pro-abortion.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Okay. But what I've tried to do, politics is the issue. Politics. Today, politics is, a very volatile subject. And what I'm afraid of is that we take people in politics, and because you have one or two views on something, you push that certain person into a cubbyhole. They become either conservative or liberal. And I would have to tell you that I think life is somewhere lived in the middle. And I think we've become way too polarized in this country, where everyone is criticized. No, they're not even criticized. They're demoralized. We can't live like that in this country. We're not going to survive if everything we say is criticized. Now, can you be, as an Orthodox Christian, pro-abortion? No, you can't be, right? You can't be. But that's politics, because people live sort of in the middle. They want to live in the middle. Unfortunately, we've set that up too because they pander to get our vote. So many times, what I say today is that we don't have statesmen anymore. We have politicians. There's a difference between a statesman and a politician. A statesman will believe what he believes. He'll stand up and he'll tell you that. He may not get reelected, but he believes what he says. The politician says yes to you because I love you. I love everything you do, which is baloney. And then he goes, again, I love everything you do. But which one of us is right? Oh, you're both right. It's nonsense. But that's the culture we live in. Okay? Other. Yes?
Does the Orthodox Church openly condone homosexuality?
Does the Greek Orthodox Church openly condone homosexuality? The answer to that is no. It does not. Okay? And it cannot. Why? Because the faith, the scripture says very clearly, that God created a man and a woman. And they are separately. He didn't create, what's the word? He created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Okay?
I'm sorry.
Now, okay, but let's take that a step back. Okay? Is the biggest issue in today's society same-sex attraction? Is it abortion? Is it capital punishment? Is it narcotics? Is it immigration? What is it? Our country is filled with issues. So to just put our finger on the homosexual or the lesbian issue is to miss the bigger picture. We're all sinners. We all make mistakes. We all choose to do things that are not according to the teachings of the church. But we as Orthodox Christians, what do? We hate the sin. Love the sinner. Absolutely. I can dislike what you do, but I can still love you. And that's what's important.
Thank you. Okay? So to clarify, therefore, we don't condone nor condemn.
Correct. But we teach that it's incorrect.
It's the sin itself that we are against.
It's the sin itself, not the person.
Not the person.
Not the person. Yes. Other questions? How many of you watch television more than 4 hours a day? How many of you arrive to church on time at the beginning of the liturgy? Okay. That means that a good 90% of us don't. The question is why?
Saturday night?
Okay. You don't want to wake up early, you want to sleep in. Okay. If I said to you that your favorite movie is playing at 10 a.m., what time would you arrive for that best movie that you love?
9:30.
8:30. Okay. Why is there a disconnect? Why, Damien? If I said to you that on Sunday you could be in the very presence of God, that you could touch Christ, would you be late for that?
No. Probably not.
Do you realize that that is what happens every Sunday? Every Sunday, you are in the presence of Christ. The consecrated body and blood of Christ is on the altar table 24/7. When you enter the church, Christ is there. It's one of the only churches in the world, your church, the church that you worship at, I don't care if it's St. Mark, St. John, St. Andrew, St. Sophia, every one of our churches, you come in the presence of God. Why would you be late for that? Why would you not run to that? You know why? Because we have failed you. The clergy have failed you. We have not taught you the importance of being there. And when you're there, what are you supposed to do? Look at the sky, text message. You engage. You take out the book. You read along. You try to engage yourself. Those prayers were written in the 8th century. In the 8th century. And yet, if you hear them today, what do we pray for? We pray for peace in the world. Abundance of the fruits of the earth. Temperate seasons. Does that sound familiar? It's remained contemporary even to today. So let's think about that and rethink about it. Finally, we want our people with us. We want to pray with you. We want a full church, people. We don't want an empty church. I mean, does it make sense that we're the ancient, historical, true Catholic Church of Christ, and many of our churches are empty? Hello? Where's the disconnect? Converts are running to the church, and people who are cradle Orthodox are saying, today I have to go play golf. Today I'm tired, Father. I'd like to sleep. Baloney. Get out of bed and go to church. Get out of bed and get to church. Why? Because it's good for you. It will make you stronger. It will give you a cleaner head. How many of you exercise? How many of you go to work out once in a while? How many of you play sports? Okay. After you've done your exercise and your sports, how do you feel?
Tired.
Better. Tired? Tired, better. But do you think better? You do. Absolutely. It's the same with your faith. We all need to go to God at least once a week. At least once a week in church. So that we can connect and clear our heads. And give all the burdens that we have in our hearts to Him. So that He can help us out. It's very, very important. Now, what I'd like you to do finally is think about media in your life. Think about its importance. Think about the role. Think about the amount of time you spend connected to media. 72 hours a week on average. 72 hours a week. Listen carefully. 72 hours a week on average, teenagers are connected to some form of electronic media. That's you. If you're doing that for 72 hours a week, what else are you doing? And who is setting your agenda? Who's telling you what's important? Who's guiding you? Who's your moral compass? Lil Wayne? Is he your compass?
No, Kanye.
Kanye?
Eminem?
Think about it. Think about it, folks. You're intelligent young people. You're the future of this country. Think about who's setting your agenda. Plug in to Christ. Plug into your church. Plug into your faith. Plug into the saints. And you'll be happy people. You'll be fulfilled people. You'll be honest people. You'll be people of integrity. You'll be people who won't have to look over their shoulder and wonder whether they're saying the truth or a lie in order to get by. That's who you are.
This has been Otto, Orthodox Teen Talk Online. If you have suggestions for our next topic, email us at otto@myocn.net.